Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Lisa, and welcome to the Body of Change podcast. It is June 17th, 2020, and today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the pragmatics of business creation. Say what? Business creation on a Body of Change podcast? Absolutely. Do you know that your body actually facilitates you making money, creating revenue streams, and doing business? Let alone your physical and emotional and physiological and psychological wellness. So today we're going to talk about business. And this theme for the show today came, I was just on a telesummit with a colleague of mine in Spain, and I did an hour-long segment called The Pragmatics of Business Creation. So I thought, hey, why not just put it in the podcast as well? And just like everything else on this podcast, this is basically what I'm going to be sharing with you is how I have used and utilized my body in the healing professions, in the healing profession that I'm in, as my co-facilitator, if you will, in creating my business, hence the pragmatics of business creation on a Body of Change podcast. So I have a technique that I created called the Roar technique. Roar, like roaring of a lion, R-O-A-R. And there are 12 pillars, if you will, to that technique. The four C's, as they're called, is one third actually of the 12 pillars. And it's called radical aliveness. And the four C's of radical aliveness are the pragmatics of business creation. Okay? So, and what the four C's are choosing for you, committing to you, collaborating with the universe, conspiring to bless you, and choosing from there. So let's take this piece by piece by piece, and we'll see how it goes. Okay? And the four C's for radical aliveness are choosing for you, committing to you, collaborating with the universe, conspiring to bless you, and then creating from there. In 25 years of being a solopreneur, an entrepreneur with my own LLC in the mental health facilitation healing profession, I have followed these four principles. Even before I knew what these four principles were. Choosing for you, committing to you, collaborating with the universe, conspiring to bless you, and creating from there. So I learned this from my father, essentially, although he wouldn't have used those words. My father was an entrepreneur. I grew up in New York, and one of my most fun things to do as a child was to sit with him in the basement where he had his home office, and I would count up the rents, you know, write them the rents on the ledger pads. This is before computers. Well, they're probably computers invented, but we didn't have one at the time. This is like the early 1980s and, or maybe even before then. And so pens and pencils, green ledger pads, and old adding machines. Okay. But those sounds and those memories, even as I talk about them right now, make business so exciting for me. And he used to talk to me when we would be down there for hours, and I would listen to him on the phone with people and negotiating deals and basically building his business. And somewhere in my teenage years, he went back to school and got his master's at Fordham University in New York in business administration and created his own business in real estate. And so I got to witness all of this. And as I was saying, some of my funnest times in my childhood were sitting in the basement with him, counting up the money, listening to him on the phone, hearing the adding machine, adding things up, balancing the green ledger pads and the rents and who owed what, and counting the money. Because it was partially, mostly a cash business back then. And I had so much fun, and it enlivened me in such a way that even as I talk about it right here, my body goes right back there to the energy and the space and the consciousness, if you will, of those times with him. So business was fun. And business was possible, and business was anything was possible. And my body would just feel so alive. I never thought about food. I never thought about wishing I was out playing, because I was actually playing while I was doing business with him. He made it so fun, and he enjoyed business, and that lit my body up. And I'll never forget the things that he said to me. And this is what I'm going to tell you is the one I most remember, and I use it all the time in my classes and workshops, this podcast, you know, business classes, VIP seminars, whatever I'm doing, which is, he said, Lisa, it's not just a man's world, it's a women's world. Do what you love, enjoy what you're doing, put all your energy and attention into what has heart and meaning for you, and everything is possible. And never forget that. And I never forgot it. And he also said, you know, do what makes you happy and do what makes you smile. And, you know, basically don't listen to anybody else. You know, follow the beat of your own drum. And I really appreciated that about him. And that's how I have done business for the last 25 years, is based on those principles that he communicated to me during my favorite time sitting in the basement with him, when nothing else mattered in the world other than what was going on in that moment doing business. And what he taught me essentially is always choose for you. And I know some people always ask, you know, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I would choose for myself in business. You know, I get a lot of people that come to me either after all the kids are out of the house and they're wanting to start a more fulfilling career, or they have a, you know, they got laid off, or they had a sickness or some sort of tragedy or trauma going on that ended their career or forced them to make a different career decision. Then I have people that have found their calling in energy work, healing work, and working with people, body work, counseling, coaching, those sorts of things. And then I have people that, you know, are weighed down by trauma and just have tried everything and can't get to the bottom of moving beyond it and living, you know, a life beyond the trauma and radically alive versus just surviving. And so I know all walks of life have a difficulty in choosing what's right and light for you. We haven't been taught that because this world basically says, do what we say. You have to go to school. You have to get married. You have to go. The family did this, so you should do this. My father was different. He was like, do what you love to do and make that your priority. So all my life, in all my career choices, starting 25 years ago till now, everything has been what has heart and meaning to me. Everything has been what I could get behind and put all my energy into. And that is what I have done, and that is what I've created. Now, I'm not saying it's the easiest route. I'm not saying that people won't turn heads and look at you and be like, what are you doing? But as a licensed therapist, doctor of psychology, many, many different energy healing certifications and training, when I started out, there was a cap financially that therapists could make. And I knew in my 20s that I was going to need to triple or quadruple that to do what I was going to do in the world, and that that cap was never fitting for me. And so I knew when I chose the profession that I chose that there were a lot of judgments or conclusions about what my salary would be, what would be the standard pricing, and how one could make it in the world in private practice or a group practice. And I essentially did that and defied that all at the same time, simply by choosing what works for me. One of the things that I've done in choosing what works for me is I would get an idea and I would take a blank piece of paper, think about computer paper. And I would put a circle in the center of the page with spokes like on a wheel coming out from that circle. And this is how I would begin to choose what I wanted. And I would just write the project, just write the office, just write where I wanted to live, what communities I wanted to target, what groups I wanted to facilitate. Each had its own circle and piece of paper. And some of them were blank. And I would just wait, essentially, for the energy to speak to me to put it in that circle. And that's how I would start choosing. Yes, I would ask myself questions like, what do I want? What am I looking for? What means will I use to get it? What do I want? What experience am I looking for? What means will I use to get it? Essentially, what will I do to get it? And every single time I ask those questions, which are part of a two-day class that I have in creating your financial reality, part of those questions, what they did for me was actually create my business reality and create my financial reality and create my physical reality. Because your business is a lot of your life and you spend a lot of time in your business and so does your body. It's not just your head. And nothing that I'm really talking to you about today is about the head. It's about the body. When I said I would wait for the energy to speak to me, I would literally wait for the energy to speak to me and then write it in the circle. And as I'm doing this podcast, I'm staring at these 45 pieces of paper on the wall, maybe not 45, maybe 25 pieces of paper on the wall that are all the projects that are in place and in play with me right now since this quote unquote pandemic started February 29th when I landed back from Istanbul, Turkey, which was the last flight I was able to take to do my workshops and tours and book signings and that such around the world. And so I got busy going back to basics, like me and my father in the basement. And my father didn't do this. He seemed to have ideas, get on the phone and create them. The way that I start the ideas is put them on the wall with a blank piece of paper and a circle with spokes coming out of them. And I let them speak to me. Sometimes I actually have the idea. Believe it or not, this is how I started forming my dissertation to write that 420-page manual to prove the research project that I did. So I've used this time and time again. This is how you start to choose. By putting on the wall, like my father said, what has heart and meaning to you? And looking at it. And every day, now that I'm home, I look at it. And I stare at it and I give energy to it and I have coffee talk with it and I speak to it and I let it speak to me. Your creations speak to you. They are what have heart and meaning for you. They are what you enjoy. They are what make you happy. It could be no different than writing a book, parenting a child, having a baby, getting married, creating an exercise routine, learning how to cook, learning how to draw or sew or do art or dance, cut hair, whatever it is, learn massage therapy, go to a cooking school. I don't care what business you're in or business you're not in. What actually matters is what do you choose for you in the spaces of quietness when you're alone with you? What are those whispers in the back of your head that are calling to you now? I dare you all to search for eight things that you get a piece of paper, a circle, and spokes, and just leave them on an office wall somewhere. And even your mirror, tape them to on a post-it note. I don't care how small or big. And let them speak to you. And you can ask the question, if I was choosing for me and creating the future I truly would be so enjoying in and engaged in and excited about, what would I do? What would I create? What would I invest in? And what would I insert into my reality? That's choosing for you. And then you write it when the energy comes. You write it in the circle. Like for me, there's a Body of Change book that I'm writing. And the book, I'm staring right at the piece of paper right now, the Body of Change with the circle and the spokes. And the last call of that telecall is today. And that only came about by doing what I'm telling you to do here. I knew the book needed to be written. I knew I needed new information. So I put Body of Change in the circle with the spokes. And lo and behold, a month later, six facilitators and me on a Zoom twice a week for a month. The last one is today. And I have content to finish the rest of the book. That's how I actually do things. And then there's the commitment piece. So choosing for you and then committing to you. So I commit to the Body of Change by looking at it on the wall, making it real and true, letting it talk to me, and I stand behind it that no matter what it tells me, I'm going to do. And so it said a Zoom telecall. So, all right, I didn't know the topics. And then within a week, the five other facilitators, I'm the sixth one, the five other facilitators came to me and they came to me through Facebook or whatever. And then I reached out and asked them. And then I met with them when they said yes, and we created the subjects for the call, and then we did them. That's the commitment. The commitment is you stand behind it, it's up on the wall, you're going to listen to it when the energy comes, you're going to take action, you're going to fill in the spokes by what it says. I put their name there. When I met with them on Zoom or on the phone, we created the title of each call, and I wrote it on the spokes, and the Body of Change came to light. And that's how you do commitment. Commitment is the pragmatic action of following through. Okay, so choosing for you, committing to you, and then when it's out there and you're starting to take the actions, like me calling the facilitators and asking them, you know, it was some work to do, getting on people's schedules and, you know, everybody's so busy. Maybe not so much now with the pandemic, maybe why it was a little easier, but I'll take it. And then the third C is collaborating with the universe, conspiring to bless you. There's actually a word called pronoia, not paranoia, pronoia, which means that the universe is a giving universe and it is designed and will reciprocate what you want. Now, that also means that when you ask for and you're in a poor me kind of place, you'll get the crap. And when you're in a, hey, show me what the Body of Change would look like, who would I need to contact, what's my next action step, what would you like me to be and do here, it will give you that. And so that's the third C, collaborating with the universe, conspiring to bless you. And I've had these five facilitators who I've never worked with before get on these calls, and for an hour we have made so many people's bodies so happy and get so much feedback about the growth and the change and the benefit that the calls had given people. And the universe, once you choose and make it real on the wall, so to speak, make it real in your life, journaling, if you don't want to put it on the wall, putting it down, you're starting to give fuel to it. You're talking to it. Your projects have light in them and they get fueled by you having a coffee talk with them, if you will. Then you commit to it by doing the pragmatic actions, following through, asking questions. Show me today, Body of Change, or whatever the name of the project is, who should I contact? Where's the next action step? What's the next possibility? And like, people will come into your mind. Things will start to, just come by you saying, yes, I'm going to do this no matter what. Yes, I'm going to do this no matter what. Yes, I'm going to do this no matter what. The universe will conspire to bless you. Now, the other thing to do is then create it. That's the fourth C, creating. And this is not linear. This is not 2 + 2 = 4. This is 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. And as I said, I had no idea. I just knew that I didn't have enough content for the book, The Body of Change. I knew I needed to get myself inspired. I knew I needed to hear other people's voices and their stories of change. How did I know that? Because when I put the circle with the body of change in it and the spokes, and I left it on my wall, and I would talk to it every morning. I sit at what I call my creation station, where it's I set my intentions for the day. I literally have my coffee and I talk to my business. I see who's on my schedule. I see what I'm involved in, and I ask the business what it needs, personally what my body needs, and all that stuff. I talk to my projects, and then I go exercise and come back and walk my puppy. You know, I take time in the morning for me first, because I know once I'm on, game on, and I'm giving out. And so that's how I knew, by sitting at my creation station and asking this project what it wanted, that I knew other people's voices were going to be involved. And then I asked the universe to show me the other people who were involved. And they just started popping up, and every single person was popping up about something about their body on Facebook. Now, these are all colleagues I've never worked with before, but I saw their posts about going to the gym or releasing weight and their clothes fitting different when they walked into the closet and tried something on and blah, 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 blah. And so that was how the universe collaborated with me. It presented me the people. I never thought about it. And then I just followed the energy, that's the commitment, and called them and WhatsApped them and messaged them, and we started a dialogue. Then I got them on my calendar, and then we had a meeting, and then we created their topic, and then boom, we created the dates, and then boom, we created a landing page and a donation page for where something that we all believed in. And then I'll get the calls transcribed and they will be part of the book. That's the next phase, the creating phase. So creating can have many different phases, because you could just say it's the Body of Change Zoom teleseries, but the end result is actually the Body of Change book. So this podcast is also part of the book. Every week that I do one of these calls, one of these podcasts, I bring more aliveness to this book coming to completion and coming to fruition. So again, the pragmatics of business creation is choosing for you, committing to you, collaborating with the universe, conspiring to bless you, and creating from there. And it starts with grabbing a piece of paper or a sticky note or your journal or your iPhone notepad and writing down those whispers in the back of your mind, because we've all had a couple of months now of less running around, to ask the question, what do I want? What experience am I looking for? And what will I do to get it? And I dare you to let yourself have 3, 5, 8 things, 8 pieces of paper with circles and spokes, and just put the name of those things. It could be a business idea. It could be a body idea. Like I said, it could be a hobby. It could be all of those. But this is how I create my projects in my business, including my tours, including my what staff I need, including what manuals I have to create, including what classes I'm going to have, including what other products I want to sell or create. This is how I do it. I get that piece of paper, the circle, I leave it blank, or sometimes I have the information, put it in there, and I let it talk to me. And then I just fill in the spokes, choose, commit, collaborate, create. And what's really interesting is, since I've done this in the last 3 months, my body has changed again. It has become toner and thinner, and some of the aches and pains in my body are gone, because I firmly believe that some of those aches and pains were my body telling me there's something else, there's something else, there's something else. And when I put that something else on the wall, I wasn't in pain anymore. Do you know that the what you call pain in this reality could actually be power and potency hiding behind you somewhere, or hiding within you somewhere? And if you just listen to it, put it on a piece of paper within the circle, like I said, and added some spokes, you might be able to generate and create the life and living of your dreams. That's what I learned in the basement with my father. That's what I learned about the pragmatics of business creation. And that's how I've been in business for myself for 25 plus years now. Doing what I love, traveling around the world, meeting thousands and thousands of people that I literally work with them, and they tell me that their world their body, their life changes for the better, financially, energetically, physiologically, sexually, emotionally, and psychologically. And I totally feel like the luckiest person in the world that I get to meet people from a space of joy and just say, how can I contribute to you today? If it's business I can help you with, let's get that idea out there. If it's a disease I can help you with, undoing it alternatively as well as allopathically, because I've been there, I've done that, I've had some sicknesses, I know a little bit about what, or a lot actually, about what to do regarding that. I can't guarantee that anything's going to change, especially with a disease, but I've had great success with a lot of people freeing themselves from their diagnoses. If it's a relationship issue, a health issue, a financial issue, a body issue, a self-esteem issue, an abuse issue, whatever it is never too late to make a different choice. It is never too late to change your childhood. It is never too late to change your adulthood. And it's never too late to start over. And now is the perfect time to create the pragmatics of your business by choosing, committing, collaborating, and creating. If you don't do for you, who will? Put one hand on your thymus, one hand on your pubic bone. Say hello to your body. Spend 5 minutes every day for the next 21 days. Hand on thymus, hand on pubic bone. Hi body, hi body, hi body. Talk to me. What would you like to create? Like my father said, it's in anybody's world. Do what you love. Fill your heart and soul with what brings you joy. What gets your body so excited that you want to put out in the world? And I can promise you this, there are people waiting for you. No matter what it is, no matter what walk of life or genre or industry. That is your soul print, my friends, and that is what you're here to do. Now go do it. Choose, commit, collaborate, and create. That is the pragmatics of your business creation. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with another edition of the Body of Change podcast. Bye for now. Welcome, everyone, to the Body of Change podcast with me, Dr. Lisa. It is July 8th, 2020. How you all be? Did you have a wonderful 4th of July? Freedom, free will, and choice. That's what I think about on the 4th of July. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about here today on this podcast. It's a very interesting time, 2020. My favorite meme that I saw floating around social media recently was 2020, the year written by Stephen King and directed by Quentin Tarantino. I find that quite amusing. So why did I bring up the 4th of July, freedom, free will, and choice, and what does that have to do with the Body of Change podcast? Well, let's see if I can put it together. Essentially, what I've recently become aware of is how, when I'm aware of a choice that I know I need, I say loosely, but you know when you have a choice to make and you don't make it, and then it comes back one more time and you still don't make it, and then it comes back again, and it usually comes back that third time in a little bit of a crunchy situation that doesn't make anybody feel good. Well, that's the good part and the bad part of free will and the freedom to choose. And I became aware of a pattern that has really locked my body up into a holding pattern of stress and tension and anxiety and worry based in fear. And I'm sure you've all heard this, that FEAR could be one acronym for false evidence appearing real, our future endeavors already realized when they're not even actualized, those sorts of things. And I have an actual fear of letting go. And I became so aware of that in my body recently, by certain pains and aches and a certain tension in my solar plexus that would not actually let go, no matter how much energy work I did, no matter how much I tried to talk to it, no matter how many tools I use that I've told you on the Body of Change podcast here and many other millions of others, nothing really changed it. And I always say, and have been taught, that you can never change a lie. You have to change the truth. That's why those things that you keep spinning over and over and over and over and over on, it's because there's a lie there that you've invented as real that actually isn't. And going back to this letting go thing, I've realized that, and maybe this you find this for yourself too, that given that I lived and grew up in such a violent household where I never knew when, so to speak, the other shoe was going to drop, walking on eggshells, that my body developed a holding pattern. And you learn this a little bit in somatics and trauma. Somatics is just the word for the body. A holding pattern of like bracing for the next disappointment, or bracing for the next leaving, or bracing for the next letting go, or bracing for the next you can't have, bracing for what you're never going to have. And that became my reality over the years, through the years, without in a certain way even knowing it. And so there's a certain way that I expected when a choice came up to make, and if it had some heartstrings or ties to heartstrings of caring or loving about someone or something, business or personal, it didn't matter, there was no separation, I would stay. I would stay and I would hang on to relationships that were over a long time ago. I would stay and hang on to weight on my body for so many years that wanted to let go. I would stay in even eating something that my body said, enough, I don't even want it. And I'm exaggerating to make a point on this podcast. And I'm wondering what in your life is speaking to you now, since it's free will, free choice, freedom, at least here in America. July 4th, I mean. I'm not saying we're the only ones that are free, because as you can tell, the world is not free at all right now. No one can go anywhere other than in their selected surrounding areas. As I said, 2020, a film directed by Stephen King, written by Quentin Tarantino. I did not make that up. I just saw it on the internet. That person is brilliant, though. So I wonder what in your life is ready to be let go of. A simple choice, at the right time, in the right space, at the right place, when you say yes, when it's a yes, and you say no, when it's a no, providence moves too. The universe opens to conspire to bless you. I know that sounds wooey and out there in a certain way, but you kind of know it's true. At least I do. I know that every time I follow the energy and trust myself, and trust in myself enough that no matter what I choose, it's just a choice and I will be okay. I will learn something anyway. And to trust that I know that I have no malicious intention, no malice in my bones, in anything that I choose. That if I just allow the letting go and I soften myself and even drop any energetic barriers I have to bracing myself for the impending catastrophe that is usually only created in my mind and body and only has a consequence more directly to me and my life, although I of course, bring other people into it. Do you see that for yourself? To prove that letting go is hard. Well, it's not the letting go that's hard. The choice is easy. Trusting yourself and dealing with the sadness, the anger, the rage, the grief, the fury, the gratitude, the thankfulness for what you learned is really what we're all so inept at, actually, navigating. Because we like to live comfortably without problems, but at the same time, by not paying attention to the energy of when something's done or when it's time to move on or if something to add to your life, you don't do it. When you get that moment to do it, because of one thing, fear. But this is the greatest thing. It's the fear of you not trusting in you to have your own back and the universe to support you. It's not the fear of what you're doing or what you have to say or where you may need to go or what you may need to leave. Because when someone, you, me, choose from that space of knowing that it's time to make a change, everything is ease. Everything just releases. Everything just drops. Everything is just ease. And you're like, oh, let's go out for coffee. That wasn't a big deal. Or, oh, I'm going to stay in tonight and maybe do a little journaling just to get it out of my body. Or, oh, I'm going to lay on the couch and binge on Netflix and let a little tear fall as I witness something beautiful. Or I'm going to sit with myself for a little bit and let myself grieve. Or I'm going to talk to a friend and ask for a hug and just deal with what comes up. That is the gift of freedom. That is the gift of free will. That is the gift of choice. And I made big choices and have made big choices in my life. But the smaller choices leading to those big choices, where I actually have to let go of a frame of reference that ordered my reality, becomes a little scarier to me. And I hem and haw. And I don't know at some level that I'm hemming and hawing right away, but then there's always a way that I become aware that I'm hemming and hawing. And then I forget, quote unquote, to go back to whatever the situation is and change it and do what is required. And it always comes back, and I do always do it. But I noticed something recently that it's not because I'm ignorant or unaware. I make myself ignorant and unaware when I do that. It's because I care and I'm scared of losing because I've lost so much in the past. And man, if this year really is the year of Stephen King and Quentin Tarantino, it's a new track. It's a new reality. It's a new world that we're living in, right? So what if I just let that go too and made the choice to be like, okay, no matter what, I'm going to be as aware as possible. And everyone and everything in my life right now that is not contributing to creating greater with me in collaboration for my highest and best good, you may now turn left while I turn right. You may now go forward as I go forward. You may now simply dissolve without crisis or conflict, without trauma or drama, with peace and love and ease and gratitude and softness and caring and so much infinite unconditional love, that the wind just echoes and reverberates that vibration of relaxation for the greater good. Because when things are let go, everyone benefits. It may not be looking that way, feeling that way, sounding that way right now, but it really is that way overall. So this is a little bit of a memo, so to speak, to your body, your brain, that no matter what you're facing right now, and we're all facing something different right now because we have never been here before, 2020, July 8th, 2020, and we cannot create life the same way we have created it. We cannot hang on to the same proclivities that we used to be unaware of. And we cannot even hold on to not being aware of them. At least in my interesting point of view. Because if this was going to go on with this pandemic for another 4 months, you're going to have to either put up some greater barriers to seeing what you need to change, or drop those barriers to seeing what's time to let go. I say, for your body's sake, see what's time to let go of. Make a list, put it somewhere, but make the list first, and then just look at it. And when you look at that list and you write what it's time to let go of, think of physically your body. Think of in your house, your closet, your drawers, furniture, gifts that you have still yet to unwrap because you're never going to use them. Stuff you haven't given back to people. Make sure you sanitize it and wear gloves if you're going to give it back to them. Can you believe we have to say that in this world? No, I still can't. But it's true. Business. The job that you're in. Yeah, I know no one really wants to leave their job right now, but what can you change about it? If you're unemployed, what else can you get into? Is online education something, or a hobby, or a cooking class, or learning a language, something to stimulate you? Instead of doing nothing and just waiting for it to come to you and force you to choose. That's how you become at the effect of everything instead of being the effect of everything. And part of that old behavior, old track that I told you I was letting go of, I just became aware of another piece. That in that holding, I was waiting for the worst case scenarios to happen. And in some way, I think I've always been waiting for the worst case scenarios to happen. Even though I've chosen to keep choosing greater than those worst case scenarios, there was still something holding on until this last few weeks that said, just wait. Wait for it, then choose. Well, I'm changing that here today. That's my releasing process here today. And I hope I'm gifting this to you, for you to have a releasing process and say no more waiting for life to find you and force you to choose. Now it's time for living and creating your living by choosing. It starts with letting go and then moving on. So here's your home play. Play with this. Write down 10 things in 5 different areas of your life that you would like and know it's time to change, choose, and let go of. And then just look at them, thank them, and every day, you know, for the next 8 days, just look at them. Be like, yep, I see you. Yep, I know. Yep, I gotcha. I know. And then just tell me when. And I literally mean, talk to that list and say, tell me when, what's first to go. And little by little, 1 degree of change, 1 degree shift you make by looking at that list, you will start developing this muscle memory to choose greater and to be the freedom that you have been gifted, which is choice. And creating your living by being the effect that you would like to be, instead of at the effect of just what happens to be. This, my friends, will heal your body, free your mind, expand your energy, and change your vibration. And that creates the living that you know is more possible for you than ever before. And the time is now. Because you know what, as much as I make fun of, you know, in a certain way, that meme of Stephen King, the horror story, you know, and Quentin Tarantino tells the best story in the weirdest, most off-key ways that just draws you in, they are choosing the living that they are having by unleashing their brilliance on the lips of this reality. And when we let go and listen to that right timing or divine timing, we unleash our brilliance on the lips of this reality. And my friends, that's what we're here to do. And our body is the vehicle in which we do it. So would you be willing to let go? Would you be willing to have more? Would you be willing to trust yourself? Would you be willing to allow it to know? Apparently I'm stretching into this one again. Would you be willing to allow yourself to know that the universe has your back? And would you be willing to just have that moment of faith and leaping and allowing the net to appear? This, my friends, is my prayer, intention, target, invocation, if you will, for my body today, and whatever it can contribute to all of your bodies as you listen to this. Let me know. Share with me anything that you let go of. And just notice, you might get happier in the long run. Bye for now. I'll be back with another podcast soon and shortly and weekly as you continue to grace me with your presence. I really appreciate that. Have a beautiful day, evening, wherever you be. And remember to be kind to you because you're awesome. Bye for now. Welcome, everyone, to the Body of Change podcast with me, Dr. Lisa. It is July 8th, 2020. How you all be? Did you have a wonderful 4th of July? Freedom, free will, and choice. That's what I think about on the 4th of July. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about here today on this podcast. It's a very interesting time, 2020. My favorite meme that I saw floating around social media recently was 2020, the year written by Stephen King and directed by Quentin Tarantino. I find that quite amusing. So why did I bring up the 4th of July, freedom, free will, and choice, and what does it have to do with the Body of Change podcast? Well, let's see if I can put it together. Essentially, what I've recently become aware of is how, when I'm aware of a choice that I know I need, I say loosely, but you know when you have a choice to make and you don't make it, and then it comes back one more time and you still don't make it, and then it comes back again, and it usually comes back that third time in a little bit of a crunchy situation that doesn't make anybody feel good. Well, that's the good part and the bad part of free will and the freedom to choose. And I became aware of a pattern that has really locked, what I would say, locked my body up into a holding pattern of stress and tension and anxiety and worry based in fear. And I'm sure you've all heard this, that fear could be one acronym for false evidence appearing real, our future endeavors already realized when they're not even actualized, those sorts of things. And I have an actual fear of letting go. And I became so aware of that in my body recently, by certain pains and aches and a certain tension in my solar plexus that would not actually let go, no matter how much energy work I did, how much I tried to talk to it, no matter how many tools I use that I've told you on the Body of Change podcast here and many other millions of others, nothing really changed it. And I always say and have been taught that you can never change a lie. You have to change the truth. That's why those things that you keep spinning over and over and over and over and over on, it's because there's a lie there that you've invented as real that actually isn't. And going back to this letting go thing, I've realized that, and maybe this you find this for yourself too, that given that I lived and grew up in such a violent household where I never knew when, so to speak, the other shoe was going to drop, walking on eggshells, that my body developed a holding pattern. And you learn this a little bit in somatics and trauma. Somatics is just the word for the body. A holding pattern of like bracing for the next disappointment or bracing for the next leaving or bracing for the next letting go or bracing for the next you can't have. Bracing for what you're never going to have. And that became my reality over the years, through the years, without in a certain way even knowing it. And so there's a certain way that I expected when a choice came up to make, and if it had some heartstrings or ties to heartstrings of caring or loving about someone or something, business or personal, it didn't matter. There was no separation. I would stay. I would stay and I would hang on to relationships that were over a long time ago. I would stay and hang on to weight on my body for so many years that wanted to let go. I would stay in even eating something that my body said, enough, I don't even want it. And I'm exaggerating to make a point on this podcast. And I'm wondering what in your life is speaking to you now, since it's free will, free choice, freedom, at least here in America, July 4th, I mean. I'm not saying we're the only ones that are free, because as you can tell, the world is not free at all right now. No one can go anywhere other than in their selected surrounding areas. As I said, 2020, a film directed by Stephen King, written by Quentin Tarantino. I did not make that up. I just saw it on the internet. That person is brilliant, though. So I wonder what in your life is ready to be let go of. A simple choice at the right time, in the right space, at the right place, when you say yes, when it's a yes, and you say no, when it's a no, providence moves too. The universe opens to conspire to bless you. I know that sounds wooey and out there in a certain way, but you kind of know it's true. At least I do. I know that every time I follow the energy and trust myself and trust in myself enough that no matter what I choose, it's just a choice and I will be okay. I will learn something anyway. and to trust that I know that I have no malicious intention, no malice in my bones, in anything that I choose, that if I just allow the letting go and I soften myself and even drop any energetic barriers I have to bracing myself for the impending catastrophe that is usually only created in my mind and body and only has a consequence more directly to me and my life, although I, of course, bring other people into it. Do you see that for yourself? To prove that letting go is hard. Well, it's not the letting go that's hard. The choice is easy. Trusting yourself and dealing with the sadness, the anger, the rage, the grief, the fury, the gratitude, the thankfulness for what you learned is really what we're all so inept at, actually, navigating. Because we like to live comfortably without problems, but at the same time, by not paying attention to the energy of when something's done or when it's time to move on or something to add to your life, you don't do it. When you get that moment to do it because of one thing, fear. But this is the greatest thing. It's the fear of you not trusting in you to have your own back and the universe to support you. It's not the fear of what you're doing or what you have to say or where you may need to go or what you may need to leave. Because when someone, you, me, choose from that space of knowing that it's time to make a change, everything is ease. Everything just releases. Everything just drops. Everything is just ease. And you're like, oh, let's go out for coffee. That wasn't a big deal. Or, oh, I'm going to stay in tonight and maybe do a little journaling just to get it out of my body. Or, oh, I'm going to lay on the couch and binge on Netflix and let a little tear fall as I witness something beautiful. Or I'm going to sit with myself for a little bit and let myself grieve. Or I'm going to talk to a friend and ask for a hug and just deal with what comes up. That is the gift of freedom. That is the gift of free will. That is the gift of choice. And I make big choices and have made big choices in my life. But the smaller choices leading to those big choices, where I actually have to let go of a frame of reference that ordered my reality, becomes a little scarier to me. And I hem and haw. And I don't know at some level that I'm hemming and hawing right away, but then there's always a way that I become aware that I'm hemming and hawing. And then I forget, quote unquote, to go back to whatever the situation is and change it and do what is required. And it always comes back, and I do always do it. But I noticed something recently that it's not because I'm ignorant or unaware. I make myself ignorant and unaware when I do that. It's because I care. And I'm scared of losing because I've lost so much in the past. And man, if this year really is the year of Stephen King and Quentin Tarantino, it's a new track. It's a new reality. It's a new world that we're living in, right? So what if I just let that go too and made the choice to be like, okay, no matter what, I'm going to be as aware as possible and everyone and everything in my life right now that is not contributing to creating greater with me in collaboration for my highest and best good. You may now turn left while I turn right. You may now go forward as I go forward. You may now simply dissolve without crisis or conflict, without trauma or drama, with peace and love and ease and gratitude and softness and caring and so much infinite unconditional love that the wind just echoes and reverberates that vibration of relaxation for the greater good. Because when things are let go, everyone benefits. It may not be looking that way, feeling that way, sounding that way right now, but it really is that way overall. So this is a little bit of a memo, so to speak, to your body, your brain, that no matter what you're facing right now, and we're all facing something different right now because we have never been here before, 2020, July 8th, 2020, and we cannot create life the same way we have created it. We cannot hang on to the same proclivities that we used to be unaware of. And we cannot even hold on to not being aware of them. At least in my interesting point of view. Because if this was going to go on with this pandemic for another 4 months, you're going to have to either put up some greater barriers to seeing what you need to change, or drop those barriers to seeing what's time to let go. I say, for your body's sake, see what's time to let go of. Make a list, put it somewhere, but make the list first, and then just look at it. And when you look at that list and you write what it's time to let go of, think of physically your body. Think of in your house, your closets, your drawers, furniture, gifts that you have still yet to unwrap because you're never going to use them. Stuff you haven't given back to people. Make sure you sanitize it and wear gloves if you're going to give it back to them. can you believe we have to say that in this world? No, I still can't, but it's true. Business. The job that you're in. Yeah, I know no one really wants to leave their job right now, but what can you change about it? If you're unemployed, what else can you get into? Is online education something, or a hobby, or a cooking class, or learning a language, something to stimulate you instead of doing nothing and just waiting for it to come to you and force you to choose. That's how you become at the effect of everything instead of being the effect of everything. And part of that old behavior, old track that I told you I was letting go of, I just became aware of another piece that in that holding, I was waiting for the worst case scenarios to happen. And in some way, I think I've always been waiting for the worst case scenarios to happen. Even though I've chosen to keep choosing greater than those worst case scenarios, there was still something holding on until this last few weeks that said, just wait for it, then choose. Well, I'm changing that here today. That's my releasing process here today. And I hope I'm gifting this to you, for you to have a releasing process and say no more waiting for life to find you and force you to choose. Now it's time for living and creating your living by choosing. It starts with letting go and then moving on. So here's your home play. Play with this. Write down 10 things in 5 different areas of your life that you would like and know it's time to change, choose, and let go of. And then just look at them, thank them, and every day, you know, for the next 8 days, just look at them. Be like, yep, I see you. Yep, I know. Yep, I gotcha. I know. And then just tell me when. And I literally mean, talk to that list and say, tell me when, what's first to go. And little by little, 1 degree of change, 1 degree shift you make by looking at that list, you will start developing this muscle memory to choose greater and to be the freedom that you have been gifted, which is choice and creating your living by being the effect that you would like to be instead of at the effect of just what happens to be. This, my friends, will heal your body, free your mind, expand your energy, and change your vibration. And that creates the living that you know is more possible for you than ever before. And the time is now. Because you know what? As much as I make fun of, you know, in a certain way, that meme of Stephen King, the horror story, you know, and Quentin Tarantino tells the best story in the weirdest, most off-key ways that just draws you in. They are choosing the living that they are having by unleashing their brilliance on the lips of this reality. And when we let go and listen to that right timing or divine timing, we unleash our brilliance on the lips of this reality. And my friends, that's what we're here to do. And our body is the vehicle in which we do it. So would you be willing to let go? Would you be willing to have more? Would you be willing to trust yourself? Would you be willing to allow it to know? Apparently I'm stretching into this one again. Would you be willing to allow yourself to know that the universe has your back? And would you be willing to just have that moment of faith and leaping and allowing the net to appear? This, my friends, is my prayer, intention, target, invocation, if you will, for my body today and whatever it can contribute to all of your bodies as you listen to this. Let me know. Share with me anything that you let go of. And just notice, you might get happier in the long run. Bye for now. I'll be back with another podcast soon and shortly and weekly as you continue to grace me with your presence. I really appreciate that. Have a beautiful day, evening, wherever you be. And remember to be kind to you because you're awesome. Bye for now.